going to talk about Evan Mobley. It might become story time. Yesterday, I was on the phone with Tone. I just remembered this. I'm on the phone with Tone yesterday, Owen. And he's trying to get gas. And I can always tell when Lima's distracted. It happens very quickly. There's like a weird silence. And you can hear him going, come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. And then you can hear him going, hey, let's go. Let's go. And apparently the pump wasn't working at the gas station he was at. And the lady goes, I couldn't hear you. I didn't know what you needed. And Lima goes, what, you think I needed a new wig? What do you think I need?
We're at the gas station. This is what you guys specialize in.
I need a new wig.
Getting me the gas that I need to fuel the car.
Where was she?
What else could possibly be going on?
Elijah's getting mad. He's going, I got kids in the car. Let's go.
Well,
let's
go. That's the other part of it because, granted, it wasn't like a 90-degree day.
Oh, man.
But, you know, sometimes you got the kids there. I'm not getting the kids out of the car seat to go right. Do that. So I'm sprinting over there.
Yeah.
And all I keep thinking of is if I have to go home and those kids are gone, how am I going to talk to my wife?
Don't go home.
I'm not going. You're right. I need a safe haven at that point.
You ain't gonna go home.
To explain, well, you see, I was lazy.
Don't come home empty-handed.
Yeah. I was lazy, and I didn't want to get the kids out of the car seat and then put them back in the car seat all over the fact that they wouldn't start my gas pump, and I come home without two kids.
Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah. Not good.
I wanted to go buy liquor one time. I had Axel with me. Axel was a tyke. He was walking. He was like two, maybe. I remember I shouldn't tell the story. I go to the liquor store, and I put the fifth up on the counter, and I sit him up on the counter, and I swear to God, I'm going to hand the lady the card, and he just goes, foop, falls off the counter, jumped off the counter. Falls on his ass and just starts crying. And there's a line of people behind me.
You're going to buy
alcohol.
And
I just realize I'm buying a bottle of whiskey. And it's my whiskey. Guys, you know what type of whiskey. It's Old Crow or Black Velvet, one of the two. And they're just sitting there going, this damn drunken father can't even have a day without a taste around his kid. Axel's crying. And I'm sitting there walking. I couldn't help. I'm laughing my ass off at the just how ridiculous it had to look. Jumped right off the counter. I go, you couldn't have stayed there still for five more seconds.
Can you give me a time
seconds.
Of the day that this happened?
Oh, that's another thing. Because, you know, we get done with this at 10 a.m. It was probably 11:30. Midday.
You got a fall down drunk hosting the
on a
morning
Friday.
Show.
Yeah, at least it was a Friday I had that.
Lost control of his family.
No, you don't understand. It's Tallboy Friday.
No, that's back when the show. Guys, possible. That's back when the show was real bad. No one was listening.
My
so
week is over.
Obviously.
They didn't know who was buying the whiskey then. It was fine. Those were the dark days.
It is amazing.
That's why you had to leave that side of town, huh?
It is actually.
Probably.
You couldn't recover.
Yeah.
It is amazing that once you actually have kids, you seem like you're supposed to be so much more responsible. And you think everybody's watching your every move based on the kids. Really, it's only the women doing that, right?
Yeah.
The women are the ones that are dialed into that.
Sorry. Now I'm just the Otis of Streetsboro, Ohio. That's all I am. All right, I got to say this. So you had a Twitter account over there that read off Evan Mobley's season.
Yeah, so it was defensive.
I feel bad at what I'm about to say.
What an amazing year when you think about it. Defensive player of the year, first team, almost unanimous, should have been, all-NBA first team defense. He's going to be either second or third team all-NBA, and I think he has a chance to be second, which is remarkable. In his fourth year that Evan Mobley is going to be able to do that. So he's had all of these achievements this season. That's a leap, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we could say that is definitively a leap. He was an all-star. You saw how much he was missed, you know, in the playoffs when he missed a game and we were wondering about his health. We thought that kind of doomed him, even though he did come back at the end of the series. So given all of that, is that one of the all-time great individual Cavs seasons?
Looking from the stats. Looking from the stats, yes. Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say. Cleveland fans, forgive me for what I'm about to say. Guys, I saw LeBron James, and it wasn't that long ago. How am I supposed to recognize that? Now, I am not I do not know as much about basketball as Anthony. It's hard for me to admit that I don't know as much about something as Anthony does, but it's true, even though there's plenty of things I don't know as much as he does.
Well, he's a basketball guy.
He's a basketball guy.
Basketball guy.
And he covered the State House, so that's why I leave the politics to him.
State House guy.
And he worked in Syracuse, so that's why I leave the Syracuse to him. So I was waiting for you to go, Syracuse
Central,
guy.
Central New York guy.
There you go. I saw LeBron. How am I supposed to say that? I saw Kyrie. How am I supposed to say that? I saw, like, that was Camelot in so many ways. Hey, how am I supposed to do it? I know that Evan is still a developing player. And I think in 20 years, I'd be able to recognize, I already know, like, I'm having a fight with myself when I'm 58 about what I'm going to say about the Cavs. Because when I'm 58, I'll look back on this season, I'll go, Evan had one of the great seasons in Cavalier history. But here I am in 2025 at 38 going, yeah, I watched LeBron. How am I supposed to say it's one of the great Cavs seasons? Because where does Evan Mobley's name pop into the great Cavs seasons? How far up the list do we go? Because right now it's like 1 through 10 LeBron, and then Kyrie, and then Evan? Or is it then Kyrie, then Mark Price?
Yeah, Mark Price.
You know what I mean? Like, the great Cavs seasons, there is one guy who has a whole lot of real estate in the great Cavs seasons. So it's unfair for Evan Mobley. This sounds really ridiculous to say. Again, guys, forgive me for saying this. You looked at me because you need to talk right now because you looked at me like I was, you knew I was going to get killed for saying this sort of thing. You need to let me have it.
Well, okay. Given the recent history, like there's no doubt, like Mark Price had some fantastic years and was one of the better point guards. There were a ton of great point guards when Mark Price was playing too. And he stood out, like he really did. That team didn't go particularly far either, and then they were besieged by injuries. People don't even realize all the injuries hitting at the same time. Yeah. At the end of Lenny Wilkins and then into the Mike Fratello era, and then that was it. This team, the way the season ended, I think is unfortunately going to... And it's just a reality of where we are in sports today, where it's all about championships, and that's what we debate tirelessly, but... Unfortunately, I do think it's going to overshadow the 64 wins and all these great achievements by this team and the Donovan Mitchell great season that he had, the great depth, you know, Ty Jerome. Is anybody going to be talking about Ty Jerome's great season? Or are they going to talk about what, by the way, played well in the Miami series? Or are they going to talk about what happened in Indiana where he looked unplayable? That sucks.
I think they're going to look at Indiana. I think it's going to go that way. As of right now, I do think, again, in 20 years, 10 years even, because these things go quicker, I think I'm going to look back and I'm going to say there's a lot of things that I just didn't take. I took for granted because we were too busy trying to win a championship. Like when the goal becomes the championship, you forget about the journey. So when it's the championship, all I can think about now is coming up short for a championship. In 10 years, when a lot of these guys are gone, I'd say probably all of them are gone in 10 years, I think I would say, yeah, this is one of the this is the second best regular season I've ever seen and one of the better seasons I've ever seen. And for Evan Mobley, certainly one of the best seasons that any player has had as a Cavalier. But on the tippy top of my mind is I'm watching Indiana and New York tonight, and I know that they fell way short of the goal. This is a tremendous disappointment, just like it was a tremendous disappointment for when LeBron did it. When they messed up against the Orlando Magic. And that was a tremendous, shocking, upset disappointment. And I think that at that time, I probably would have said, well, you know, he's no Michael. He's no this or that or the other. Like, I think I would have said those things then. And now here I am saying it about Evan Mobley. It's not fair. I'm not claiming it's fair. I'm just saying it's true, which speaks of more things. I got Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton playing in tonight's game in the Eastern Conference Finals. Does the rest of the league know them as better than Donovan Mitchell? Are they more special than our guy now?
Yeah, and I put up on social media yesterday, I was like, now that the playoffs kind of overshadow everything, and you've seen the heroics by Halliburton. I mean, this is three. He's been the architect of three insane come-from-behind wins, punctuated with his special heroic play at the end of those games. Milwaukee, he did it in their elimination game. He did it, obviously, against us at the end of game two. And then what you just saw at MSG, where I know it was more of, Nesmith? He hit all the threes, to get them back in, but in the end, it was Halliburton with just the craziest game-ending sequence you will ever see. And he's done it three times. Then Jalen Brunson. Brunson, who already has gone toe-to-toe with Donovan Mitchell, kind of famously, once when he was in Dallas, and now once in New York, and now he's doing it again. Last year, he got injured, so they were kind of denied that opportunity. They were all banged up. But him getting that Knicks team to the Eastern Conference Finals, pretty amazing. So I do wonder now if Donovan, who is beloved, and I said before this year, and before this playoff run, was the one superstar that hasn't gotten far in the playoffs, but yet nobody seems to blame him. Jeez. I do wonder if now we start talking about a pecking order of players, especially in the Eastern Conference. I wonder, even though we all know, right? Donovan Mitchell is better than Halliburton. But I wonder if it's not going to be perceived that way going into next year.
Is he better than Brunson?
I think it's close. I do think it's close.
I don't think anybody's going to get mad at you for saying Jalen Brunson's better.
Yeah, Brunson.
Say it if you mean it.
I think now, even though I think Donovan's a better defensive player, I think Brunson's probably got the nod. I mean, they've gone toe-to-toe.
I don't think there's I don't think there's a probably about it. Brunson's beat him once in a series.
Twice.
Twice. Brunson's the one who's in the Eastern Conference Finals. Donovan has never made it there. I'm sorry, there's no other way around it. I'll make you an argument every day, all day long, about the Cavaliers being better than the Pacers in the first place, and certainly Donovan Mitchell being better than Tyrese Halliburton. I think that if you were listening in Los Angeles and just for whatever reason clicked on our part of the Odyssey app on accident, and you were hearing two guys talk about the Cavs saying that Donovan was better than Tyrese Halliburton, I'm sorry, I think that there'd be people laughing at us now. Like that's what you're known as. You're known as the good team. You're going to have to deal with this following you around. You're known as the good team in the regular season that falters in the playoffs. Three times you've done it. Three times. You were the exciting younger darling getting ready to play the Knicks. The Knicks embarrassed you. Last year, you were, you got to the second round. You lost to Boston. Boston went out and won the championship. All right, it wasn't the worst thing that could possibly happen. You won 66 games this year. You lost in five games to the Indiana Pacers. And from what I saw on Friday, what I saw the other day, what I'm about to see tonight, it looks like a giant wrestling match. And it looks like you got out tough, which is a line we've said a million times over. So it's the better player on the better teams that get the nod. So you know it and I know it. If you and I were doing this in Chicago, and I just grew up a Bulls fan and that's it, and you and I were just on 670, and we were still the same personalities. You're a big basketball guy. You watch everything. You see it all. And I'm still, while I'm watching the games and I'm trying to pay attention to the games, I'm still going to be, hey, what's going to happen in the B gap over here? I'm still that way. Guess what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Tyrese Halliburton's better than Donovan Mitchell. And I'm going to say the same thing if we were in Miami. I'm going to say the same thing if we were in Milwaukee for three times the salary. I'm going to say all of them.
Is this bad that we are really just now looking at what happens in the playoffs, and that means everything,
yes,
even though it's such a smaller sample size?
It's bad, and it's short-sighted and leaves nothing for nuance. You're right, but that is our life. That's the system we've chosen here in this country about how we see guys. It is not fair. It's vapid, but that's what would happen. I guarantee you there are plenty of greater players than Tyrese Halliburton. Not plenty, but there's better players than Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton, the Indiana Pacers make it to the NBA Finals. I'm sorry. It's going to be a very frustrating time for a lot of fans out there because he's going to be known as better. And then what did they give up for Tyrese Halliburton? They gave up something for him. So they gave up. I don't feel that they gave up as much as Donovan Mitchell. Or for Donovan Mitchell, but I thought it was pretty equitable in there. It's going to feel as if, guys, you guys gave up three first-round picks to bring in Donovan Mitchell to only go to the second round while they gave it up and went to the NBA Finals? The series only started, so I don't know how it's actually going to end. But if they do get there, there's going to be hell to pay. That's just perception. And the only one who can change that is the Cavs. Guys, I can fight it all day long and try to give you all the advanced metrics, every single reason why that Donovan Mitchell would be better than Tyrese Halliburton. But in the general public, for the guys driving around on 75 in Detroit, they're going to think Tyrese Halliburton is better than Donovan Mitchell.